defenders of Ukraine prevent the enemy from resuming the offensive towards Slovyansk and, with part of the forces, towards Lozova. The enemy's advance towards Zaporizhia is also restrained, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine informs. The defense forces also block the advance of the occupiers towards the towns of Popasna and Karahov and hold an all-around defense of Mariupol. In the northeastern direction, the main efforts are focused on covering the state border, deterring the enemy's offensive in the area of Malin. In Siversky area, a group of troops holds the defense of Chernihiv and hinders the advance of the enemy towards Kyiv. In the southeastern direction, Ukraine's land forces fire on occupiers in the Black Sea operational zone, Mykolaiv City and Mykolaiv region. Defenders of Ukraine restrain the enemy in the direction of Kryvyi Rih and Novaya Antsovka. Active enemy aircraft actions and missile strikes were observed over the past 24 hours. The occupiers continue to carry out artillery shelling and missile and bomb attacks on residential areas of populated localities, historical architectural monuments, schools, hospitals, and civilian industrial sites. The Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine repulses concentrated missile and airstrikes and air attacks of the enemy, shields Ukraine's important facilities, Ukraine and groups of troops from the air. Over the past 24 hours, more than 17 enemy air targets were hit, 6 aircraft, 5 UAVs, 1 helicopter, 5 cruise missiles. In addition, the Air Force dealt devastating blows to the accumulation of enemy equipment and manpower and destroyed enemy cruise missiles, the General Staff informs. It is noted that Russia continues to mobilize the population for the war in Ukraine, in particular those who already have combat experience. In the territory of Belarus, the guerrillas partially disrupted the railway links between the Republic of Belarus and Ukraine. The information is being clarified. At the same time, the enemy troops amassed on Ukraine-Belarus border. The enemy is demoralized in some areas. For example, during the storming of Mariupol, less than 10% of personnel in one of the special forces units involved in active hostilities are ready to continue the war. The rest of servicemen are either killed or wounded, sick or demoralized, reads the statement. Natalia Tolib.